Amen.
With you, I'm putting my notes Amen. Up. Okay, if you can see them, let me know. Amen. Amen. Here we go. Here we go. Praise God. Well, welcome again, everybody, to our final service of 2022. And again, I'm excited to enter into 2023 and to really experience what God has for us this year. I'm really excited about it because the theme of the year, it just coincides perfectly with where we are. It's an amazing, amazing theme that God has given us for this year. And the Lord simply said from Thursday's message, when I was in my studies, he said, this is that year. This is the acceptable year of the Lord for True Gospel Ministries. And he made that so plain to me that this year in 2023 would be the acceptable year of the Lord for True Gospel Ministries. And there's perfect
Amen, God.
He has aligned us for it. We're in perfect position to walk in it, to experience it. And my goodness, it is a year of absolute favor. And I mean favor. And you're going to understand why as I share the message with you today. But that's the theme of our year. It is the acceptable year of the Lord. And if anybody asks you, you tell them, they say, what the Lord's saying for this year? Well, I don't know about you, but for me, because of where he's brought me, I'm walking in the acceptable year of the Lord this year.
Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it makes Hallelujah. Perfect sense.
Amen.
All right. It is a year. I mean, get this in your spirit. Get it deep in your soul. It is a year of favor, absolute favor, because of how he's trained you and how he's trained me. The book of Hosea says in 6:3, and I read this the other day, and the Lord told me to go back to it. He wanted to show me something, and you're going to see exactly what. It says, then shall we know if we follow on to
yes,
know
Lord.
The Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. Well, when I looked at that again, it really opened up this word forth, really opened up. The word forth actually means utterance. His utterance is prepared as the morning, and he shall come, what? His utterance is going to come as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. His utterance is going to be magnified, multiplied. It's going to increase. And you have to understand something if you are on the line on Thursday, that the first level of favor is hearing. The first level we walk in is hearing. It's God's mercy to us, pulling us away from the hands and the reins of the enemy, sanctifying us from the way of life that we once knew because of his utterance. Now, he said this here to you this morning prophetically. Everything I'm speaking to you is prophetic. God's utterance is going to come forth in 2023 that like the rain, like the former and latter rain. So this is how it's going to be in 2023. His utterance is going to flow just like the morning. Let me help you understand what that means. Just like the mornings are guaranteed as long as the earth remains, so will his utterance be unto us. Mornings are guaranteed while the earth remains. And God is saying to us here out of Hosea, this is what I'm going to do for you. My utterance is prepared for you, just like the mornings are prepared after the night.
Hallelujah.
My utterance are going to flow. They're going to flow. And then he says, they're going to flow like the former and latter rains together. So just like the mornings are guaranteed as long as the earth remains, so will his utterance be unto us. Now, as we just learned, if we are hearing his utterance, we are also in his favor. So to sum it up, his favor is prepared for us, just like the morning is prepared for the earth.
Amen, God.
His favor is already prepared for us. Why? Because we live and we live. We've been trained, TGM. We've been trained to stay under his utterance. So God is surprising you. He's saying, all this time I've kept you here because I wanted to bring you into my favor. My favor is prepared and guaranteed, just like the mornings are, as long as the earth has remained. So he says his utterance and favor is coming like rain, like the former and latter rains together. Isaiah 9:4 says this, and we've been kind of hanging out here for a second. For thou hast broken, this is why, thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor.
Hallelujah.
Day of Midian. This is how he's broken it. It's through his utterance.
Hallelujah, God.
This is how we've gotten away from that way of life, from that hard burden, from carrying the heavy loads because of his utterance. And he said, and in 2023, I'm going to increase my utterance. I'm going to increase it. It's going to fall like the former and latter rains together. I'm giving you more. But now you have an understanding that in my utterance, you're also in my favor. In your hearing, you've stepped in to my favor. Remember, the first, the level of favor simply describes, it describes the pity and the mercy that he has on us. He has pity and mercy on us. I was in some fellowship with Evangelist Daryl yesterday, and we were talking about it, and a description just rose up in my spirit about my son, Matt, and how Matt had pity on this iguana over the last couple of cold days. And Matt had pity, and this iguana crawled up underneath Ron, and he wanted to get warm, and he was trying to make sure he didn't get, you know, to a place where he froze. And so he actually crawled underneath Ron while Ron was changing his tire. And Ron told Matt the story, and Matt said, we got to go back. We got to get him. We got to get this thing. We got to get him. He's gonna die. And Matt had pity on this iguana. So they boxed him up, brought him home, and got him back to health. The thing was half frozen. And Matt's pity, Ron's pity, reached out to this iguana. And literally, it was just a show of pity. And that's what God has when we've been in situations stuck by the enemy. God has pity on us.
Amen.
He has pity to say, I don't like you guys living like this. So what I'm going to do is cause you to hear, and I'm going to favor you. My first level of favor is to have pity and mercy to bring you out of that lifestyle by way of my utterance.
Hallelujah, Lord.
I'm going to cause you guys to break and see the staff of his shoulder, his way of life broken up off of you. He's done it. It's our time. Favor, favor, and more favor is about to flow. So he is causing us to know, guys, and he's causing us to come in here because we keep following on to know him. We keep following on to know him. I'm so blessed and proud of this ministry, of the people that are involved with this ministry, the sound that consistently comes out of your mouths. I tell you frequently how blessed I am to see you stick with the Rhema word of God, not to have itching ears. You're not all over the place. You are positioned for favor. You are in favor because of your hearing. And God wants you to know that every time you're under the Rhema, favor is all around you. It's a part of the prosperity. It's a part of his peace. Favor comes from peace. It comes out of prosperity. And I'm going to show you something. It comes out of prosperity so it can keep you in prosperity. So he is causing us to know him and to know because we keep following on to know him. We've entered in the acceptable year of the Lord because we're following on. So now he says, you guys have come in. Now this scripture has been there. I've been seeing it. I've read it. I can't tell you how many times. How apropos, how perfectly fitting will he reveal that this year is the acceptable year of the Lord, which means the year of favor. It says in Luke chapter 4, verses 18 through 21, it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and he gave it again to the minister and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. The acceptable year of the Lord. The word acceptable means this: approved. Approved. God is saying you're approved. It means propitious. It means to receive or grant access to, not to refuse intercourse or friendship. It also means to receive into one's family. It means bring up and educate, to receive favorably. The acceptable year also means he's giving ear to. It means he's embracing. It means he's making you his own. It means, again, you're approved, not to be rejected, to take upon oneself. It means he'll sustain you. He'll bear you up and calls you to endure. That's the year we're entering into. God is saying to you right now, if you're under the sound of my voice, that you're approved. He's granting you access into. You're not going to be refused.
Bless God.
Now, the word propitious means favorable, or given, or indicating a good chance of success. It is the year of favor and success. All because he's favored us to hear. He's favored you to hear. We all, don't take it for granted. Favored you to hear. When you're hearing, you are in his favor. When he's giving you and he's bringing forth utterance, you're also moving in his favor. It comes with the peace package, everybody. And because of it, you're now propitious. The Webster's definition says it indicates a good chance of success. I'll tweak that a little bit. It guarantees success. We're guaranteed.
Amen.
Success.
Yes, we are.
We're not given a chance of it. We're guaranteed success.
Amen, God. Amen.
Because there is no failure in our God. And when we became joined to him through utterance, through the rhema word, it guarantees our success. We are propitious. All right? So now, it's been his training in us about staying in the study and how that would keep us propitiated and expiated. This is why we are positioned for this year's release of favor and success. He has retrained us to look for salvation prior to success. He got our thinking right. And in our faith, so that's a part of what we learned in our faith throughout 2022. So he's trained us there. He's really positioned us properly. We're not joined to God because we want success, but because we're joined to God, we will have success.
Amen.
Guaranteed. Amen. Glory be to God. Guaranteed. All right. So now he's brought us in by this faith, he's brought us into this covenant of peace. Whatever you do, TGM, stay joined, for there's an outpouring of the Lord's favor that has arrived. If you have been operating in the now word, you're already experiencing it. Trust me, he says it plainly. It is the acceptable year of the Lord. We have been approved for it, and it's about to become intensely favorable for you. This is the year we will be fully entering into a life of this is what he told me, fully entering into a life of propitiation, and the year where we will be sustained in it. This is the year of our full transformation into the family of God, because unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we didn't take it for granted, TGM. We didn't take it for granted. God is extending you. He's favoring you. He's letting you know, I'm about to intensify my utterance all around you. And as I intensify my utterance, I'm going to intensify my favor. You're in the acceptable year of the Lord.
Thank you, God.
Here's what we have to watch for. Now, this gets really, really interesting right here. What to watch for in 2023. The word prosperity is shalom in the Hebrew, which we've learned. Shalom in the Hebrew means welfare, health, soundness, completeness, compensation, but it also means favor. So now favor literally comes out of the word of prosperity. Now keep your ear tuned, people of God. Favor literally comes out of prosperity. Listen, to take you back into prosperity. If we remember the first and second level of favor, the first level of favor is our hearing the rhema word.
Amen.
That's the first level. Now watch this. You know when prosperity is all around you, and you have to watch for this, that when you're under the rhema, you're moving in favor so that God can now, through the favor of hearing, take you into the favor of tangible wealth, tangible blessing. So favor comes out of prosperity to take you back into prosperity. You have to understand, when God is causing you to hear, favor is in front of you. It's all over you. Now what that favor wants to do is bring you back into prosperity to show you the manifest blessing of God. God is showing us mercy and pity, which are the two definitions of favor. So when we are hearing, we need to know we have entered into the acceptable year. Understand that. Watch for that. That's something that has to be, you download it, imbibe it, smoke it, get it in your system. You are moving in the acceptable year of the Lord. All of his prosperity is found here in the acceptable year. Oh, somebody got to hear that again. All of God's prosperity is found here in the acceptable year. Outside of hearing, you're not in the acceptable year of the Lord. You're just in 2023. I'm going to say that again. Outside of hearing, you're not in the acceptable year of the Lord. You're simply in 2023. But if you step into hearing, you step into the acceptable year of the Lord, which goes way beyond 2023, because Jesus said this over 2,000 some odd years ago and told them that this day, this scripture is fulfilled. He's revealing it unto us.
Hallelujah.
So now, yeah, it's 2023, but every year is going to be an acceptable year, walking in the acceptable year of the Lord. But outside of hearing, outside of that favor, you're not under the acceptable year. The second level of favor is our acceptance. Obviously, after we've heard, we're now accepted. We have an acceptance. He accepts us. So now it's those that are accepted that walk in the acceptable year. Oh, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Those that are accepted, who is that? Those that hear.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know I'm accepted? Well, check for propitiation, praise God. Check and see. Is there expiating power on you? Has he lifted guilt, shame, fear, and doubt? Yeah, you're accepted. So you being accepted puts you in the acceptable year. Now, this is a language, people. Our faith has a language. This is a language. This is why we speak unto God. This is what when we recognize, hey, I'm in the acceptable year. Favor is all around me. Prosperity is all around me. These are the words. This is the language. So when this rhema word washes and cleanses us through it, is expiating power, we are in the second level of favor. It's only in the acceptance that we receive entry into the acceptable year of the Lord. This is why he said, we will experience the acceptable year of the Lord 2023. Because he's positioned us for it. I didn't plan this. I didn't know it was even going to come out like this, to be perfectly honest with you. But it's always on point with God. So we need to become serious students of this truth. Every time I enter into the rhema now, it's tripped me out because I begin to feel his favor all around me. Every time I enter into it, as he's been teaching this, I can feel nothing but favor. I can feel his prosperity flowing to me. I can feel it. I discern it. I know it's there. So we have to watch for this. That now, my goodness, now that you're in the word, my God is loading you daily with benefits because of it. And he wants you to discern. Favor is all in your atmosphere. Favor's all around you. And man, when you begin to glorify him for this favor, man, when you begin to speak the language and praise him for it, you're going to see it manifest everywhere on your life. It's the acceptable year of the Lord for us.
Bless God.
I was talking to Evangelist again yesterday, and he said something so powerful to me. And I'm going to read it to you. He said this to me, and it was so, so powerful. And he said, he told me a story about the fig tree and how Jesus talked to the fig tree, answered the fig tree. And I was just listening at him. And it's really, really, it fits perfectly for us to understand something here. It says in Mark 11, 13 and 14, it says, "And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet," which is a total mistake of the tree. I mean, that tree botched that thing. It just didn't do what it was supposed to. Verse 14 says, "And Jesus answered and said unto it," and this is what the evangelist said to me. He said, how did he answer the tree that didn't even speak? "But Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it." We all know the story, the end of the story. They got back, they walked, they went into, I believe, the city, and they came back the next day and saw that the fig tree was completely withered away. So Jesus answered it. I'm going somewhere, so just hang in there. Jesus answered it. It means to begin to speak. The word answered means to begin to speak, but always where something has preceded, either said or done, to which the remarks refer. And I started to think about it. It's where Jesus spoke because the tree didn't do what it was supposed to do. It didn't bear figs at the time of leaves, and it was supposed to. So Jesus, it caused him to answer. He's like saying, who in the world do you think you are? You're not supposed to be like this. This isn't supposed to be like this. When I created you to bear figs at the time of leaves. I created you for this. So because the tree didn't do what it was supposed to do, Jesus answered it. Hang in there, I'm going somewhere. The fig tree didn't do what it was supposed to do. It didn't bear any figs at the time it was supposed to bear them. So Jesus spoke to it, caused it to hear what he was saying, and caused it to wither away. Well, this is what's happening to us in a sense in 2023. He is favoring us in our hearing and causing every single malfunction to wither away.
Hallelujah,
every malfunction.
Jesus.
He's causing, listen, he's been looking at us all this time and saying they're malfunctioning. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're not living the life in which I have intended. Yeah. So I'm causing utterance to increase so that as I increase my utterance, I'm going to break their malfunctions and cause them to wither away. He has revealed through his rhema word that we are entering in the acceptable year. We have been given access. Listen, we won't be refused of his intimacy or his friendship. We have been, been received into his family. He is bringing us up and educating us about this fact. He has given us his ear. He hears us. He has embraced us. He made us his own. He approved us. He will never reject us because he has taken us upon himself. He will sustain us. He will bear us up. And he will cause us to endure, and he has made us propitious, fully positioned for success. That's what's going on in 2023.
Yes.
That's what's going on in 2023. The acceptable year of the Lord. That's what we're entering into because he's increasing his utterance. And in the increase of his utterance, he's increasing favor. There's favor all around you, even right now. There's so much favor around you right now that I mean the favor of God that's around you right now can break you out of whatever circumstance and problem you're facing. He said, it's not coming. He said already, it's arrived unto us. He's just causing you to know it. Because if you didn't know it, you can't have it. But because he's causing you to know, because you followed on to know him, you're going to see that his utterance, that his favor is as the rain, as the former and latter. He's going to cause you to know that his favor's all around you as the rain, as the former and latter rain.
Thank you, Lord.
Guaranteed. Guaranteed. You're guaranteed to flow in it. 2023 opens the door for you. It opens the door for me. Because he's opened our eyes, the eyes of our understanding. He's caused us to see. So get ready. Make yourself ready. Stay joined. Stay in his utterance. Don't move from out of his utterance. Because if you shift from his utterance, if you ever go back to a life of the letter, you're losing the acceptable year of the Lord. Stay joined. Stay joined. So we have been given access. We won't be refused of his intimacy or friendship. We've been received into his family. He is bringing us up and educating us about this fact. He has given us his ear. He hears us. He has embraced us. He made us his own. He approved us. He will never reject us because he has taken us upon himself. He's going to sustain us. He's going to bear us up, and he will cause us to endure. He has made us propitious, fully positioned for success. Fully positioned for success. I pray this be over your life, the life of your family throughout 2023, and that it will become a staple year that you say, my God, I entered into the real favor of my God. Let it become a staple year that you say, my goodness, my eyes opened up to the truth of his favor. It was all around me all this time, and I just didn't know it. But how my eyes have opened up and how I'm experiencing his favor like the rain, like the former, and like the latter rain. Hallelujah. So that's what's going on, family.
Bless.
That's our 2023 coming in. I'm already praising him for it. My feet are already both in 2023. My feet are both in the acceptable year of the Lord. I'm receiving it. I'm praising. I'm rejoicing. I am praising him for it. It's like nothing I've ever felt before. That as long as my ears are open, as long as I'm hearing, my God, I'm in his favor. You that are on this line and you that had an ear to hear, you need to praise him right now because you're in his favor.
Hallelujah.
You need to glorify him for a moment because he's brought you in to the acceptable year, the year of favor. How did you get there? By his utterance. By hearing. Oh, Jesus, we bless you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, we bless you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Glory be to God. We got some comments here. I'm just going to read them. There's some agreement on the line. I hear from Blanche. She says, amen. Elder Allison says, hallelujah. Nequeta says, yes, Lord. If I didn't pronounce that right, please forgive me. Elder Donna says, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Jay Watt says, amen. Oh, my goodness. Jovan says, amen. Thank you, Abba. Praise God. Jay said, I receive it. Me too, Jay. Evangelist Darrell says, such great love our Savior has toward us. Hallelujah. So rich in mercy is he. Jay says, amen. Jay says, again, thank God for the acceptable year. This is really good. I agree, Jay. Javon says, hallelujah. Darrell says, again, Jesus, hallelujah. Jay says, again, cause every malfunction in my life to wither away.
Yes.
Guaranteed, Jay. Yes. It's already guaranteed.
Yes.
It's already guaranteed. Because it doesn't belong like that. Therefore, he's got pity, he's got mercy, and he's sending favor, the utterance, the hearing. He's sending it. He's going to fix every malfunction. Guaranteed. This is that year. Yes, Father. Amen. Amen. And evangelist says, Galatians 3, 13 and 14, Jesus became cursed for us. Verse 14, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. It says us, the blessing of Abraham was and is that he heard God, and Abraham blessed Isaac, and that blessing was to hear God, and Isaac blessed Jacob, and that blessing was to hear God all the way to us through Christ. That's where it's at.
Amen.
That's the favor.
Amen.
That's the favor.
Amen, God.
My God, that's the faith.
Amen, Lord God.
And what he did today was cause you to understand that you have entered in the acceptable year of the Lord. He's been training your hearing so he could reveal to you that you have entered in the acceptable year. And he did it right at the turning of 2022 to 2023. That's just an added bonus. He's just cool like that. He's amazing like that. He's like, okay, they're going to celebrate the new year. Let them celebrate with this revelation, with this rhema, that they have come into the acceptable year because I've caused them to hear my utterance. God bless all of you guys that are on this line today. And God bless your year. It's already blessed. It's already mapped out. And it's already been prophesied that you will walk in prosperity, favor, and success. It's going to be a great year. Praise God. Praise God. Well, that's all I have for you guys today. That's our last word. That's our last bit of, well, not our last bit of utterance before the new year, because I know God's going to be speaking to you guys throughout the day. But that's our last meeting. And man, I tell you, for me, it's icing on the cake. And I'm extremely blessed. Extremely blessed. Now, if you'd like to sow